I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I talked about this a little bit yesterday as we've been doing some weekend shows here on the Fan. The Fan Morning Show guys have, everybody has been pitching in and doing some stuff because we've all been having to work from home. Zeiss, I've known Zeiss, and I was doing the math. I've known Zeiss about 20 years now, which is amazing. Wow. It just means we're all getting older. And I find Zeiss to be one of the best friends anybody could ever have. He really is. If he's on your side, he's on your side, and he'll do anything for you. He's a great father. He's a great guy. He's just he's an open book, too. What you see is what you get, man. There's no pretenses about Zeiss. He is what he is. And I consider him a good friend and a really good man. But he's also wrong and a lunatic about something. Totally. He's been beating this drum for some reason. He watches it. Sometimes I'll come into the studio when we do go into the studio, and hopefully we can get back there soon and our life is restored to order. But I'll come in and he's the last person in there before I get in the morning a lot of times. And the TVs are left on because in a radio studio, just kind of leave the TVs on. It's easier to do. It's kind of a 24-hour feel to it. And I'll look up and he'll have the one channel on where poker is always on. And I get there only like an hour and a half after him sometimes or so. And so poker will be on. Zeiss loves poker. He loves watching poker. And that's great. Dude. People have the stuff that they like in life. And he likes the casino, or he likes poker. Or he likes playing poker with his guys, a bunch of different games all throughout, you know, different areas and places. But he took it too far. And he's been taking it too far as of late, referring to and refusing to come off of it, referring to poker as a sport. Now, come on here.
Poker's a game.
I don't know how one defines hard. Like, if you go to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, or you go to, you know, you have some sort of real definition of poker. I don't know what the true actual definition of poker is. But I know it when I see it. It's like the whole pornography kind of stuff. And I know when I see a sport. And what I see is that poker, Chris, is definitively not a sport.
No, it is a game. It's a fun game. Sometimes it can even be entertaining to watch for a minute or two, I guess. It's definitely fun to play, but it is not a sport. There is nothing about poker that it's not a sport. I'm sorry. I can't find one quality about poker that even aligns it with sports.
I was thinking about this. What's that guy's name? Doyle Brunson or whatever, like, his name is?
Right.
He wears that big 10-gallon hat or whatever, and he's 83 years old. He's a guy that, you know, takes the poker world by storm. He's a big guy in that poker world or whatever. He's 83 years old, wearing a big cowboy hat, sitting there at a table, talking to other people, throwing a card in the middle here and there, and counting chips. That, to me, a sport is generally defined by having athleticism attached to the endeavor. There's positively no athleticism involved with poker. There's just none. Again, I don't know where the line is, because I go then by if you're defining that as a sport, then all the other things enveloped therein. Backgammon is a sport.
Oh, Monopoly is a sport.
Old Maid would be a sport. Yeah, all that stuff, right?
Well, here's the definition. I'm just going to read it straight from the dictionary of sports. an activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment. The key there.
All that activity, is good, but there's no physical exertion.
Right, exactly. Involving physical, there's no physical exertion at a poker table. There's none. It's not a sport.
Yeah, none. None. So, like, do we just, I don't want to dismiss Zeiss. I mean, I don't. He's, you know, he's a friend of mine. He's somebody that makes a lot of sense a lot of times. And I think he cuts right to it. And I really enjoy both him personally and his radio show. I really do. But I just, and there's no reasoning with this man. Like, you can't have a civil conversation with Paul, and maybe this is a good quality, and attempt to sway him on his opinion. He's firm in it, he's strong in it, and he's very forceful in his conviction that he's right here. I don't think, though, that this is one of those made-for-radio sort of opinions. In fact, I know it's not. It's not one of these, well, I'm going to say this as a hot take and get people to kind of, you know, come out against me and create some chatter. He honestly thinks that. So there's really no reason to have a discussion with him.
No, because he believes what he believes, and you're not going to get him to, like you said, you're not. Paul Zeiss doesn't change his mind on things.
John in the car, he's on the Fan. Good morning, John. How are you?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Poker, chess, Monopoly, they're not sports. But one thing I will say is I think Doyle could beat you in horse calling.
I don't think so. I thank you for the call. There's not a chance. In fact, Doyle Brunson. That's his name. Is that his name? Doyle Branson? Doyle
I think
Brunson?
So.
Doyle whatever?
Brunson, I think. That sounds right.
I would put up all the money that I have against that Doyle that I'd play him in horse. No dunks, though. If he dunks, I might be out. Maybe I'm out. I don't know if
something
I can match him if he dunks.
Something tells me Doyle Brunson can't dunk. Just
maybe not.
Just a wild guess there. Yeah.
Do you think that Doyle Brunson is the kind of guy that goes to the free throw line and looks for the nail on the floor, finds it, and he has that old one-handed set shot where he's just like, I might be careful what I'm getting into. He might be that guy that goes to the free throw line and shoots like 94.5% and just knocks it down with that long lever, one hand, wham, wham. Wham, wham, like Jimmy did against Ulatic or whatever. Wham, and Hoosiers.
He's a Rick Barry underhanded granny shot free throw shooter. That's my prediction.
Pretty good call. He might even be like older than Rick Barry's whole style, and might be, you know, that may have like been revolutionary to Doyle.
Right. Brunson isn't aware that a three point line exists.
Oh, coronavirus has not stopped the crank callers and the people who are the haters. So keep it coming. 412-928-9370. I love it. But poker is not like, and again, I was thinking about buying this. Do you remember when we were little, Chris? And I'm thinking about getting one. It's like a wooden contraption, those labyrinths where you get a metal ball and you try to wield it through. I was thinking about buying one. To not cure boredom, but we have a lot of downtime now. And I found that to be both very rewarding and very mentally sort of challenging. It's kind of the perfect game. I enjoyed that game. But if I competed in it, so to speak, even against myself against my son or whatever, that wouldn't make it a sport, right?
No, it's a game. It's quite clearly a game. And look, we're not saying poker isn't a game of like extreme skill. Like there's a lot of skill, especially you're playing like a no limit Texas Hold'em game with a bunch of high roll. There's some skill there. And I know Paul's a huge fan of the movie Rounders. Yes, there's skill there involved. You know, check raising tourists into huge pots. I get it. But here's the deal. It's not a sport. There's no physical skill involved there. It is a mental skill, and it's fine. That's okay. Chess isn't a sport either. It's a game, and it requires a lot of mental acuity to play that game. That doesn't make it a sport.
There's skill in driving a bobcat or a backhoe, too, but if I did it, it wouldn't make me an athlete. I mean,
right.
That's just the way I feel about it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.